We'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council Study Session for Monday, March 2nd, 2009. We'll begin with the first item on the agenda, which is to review tonight's agenda for the City Council meeting. Oh, yes. We'd like to excuse Councilmember Richens, and he has a good excuse. About 12:30 this afternoon, Councilmember Richens and his lovely wife, Laura, or I guess actually just his lovely wife, Laura, gave birth to a baby girl, a small, bouncing 9-pound, 13-ounce baby girl.
Laura?
Yeah, tiny Laura. So our congratulations to the Richens, and he obviously will not be here this evening, but he is excused, so that'll be great. Okay, continuing on, page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Councilmember Fenter?
Thank you. On 4F, received an email, and I don't know if anybody else got it. There was a concerned citizen about this purchase. I called back the number that was provided in his email and asked him to come down tonight and be able to speak to this matter if he's truly concerned. So I just want to give that heads up. I didn't know if anybody else received that email. So it may be just a District 2 constituent.
Okay. Anything else on page 4? Page 5? Page 6? Page 7? Okay. That's easy.
So moved.
Acknowledge receipt of minutes. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, did I get ahead?
Oh, you got ahead. Okay, the motion to cut all budgets for District 6 has been entered by Councilmember Summers. Thank you very much.
I withdraw my motion.
Oh, too late now. Item number 2, acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. We have a motion by Councilmember Summers, a second by the Vice Mayor. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion passes. Item 3, hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Saturday, on behalf of the city, I attended a recognition lunch for all the volunteers at Mesa Community College for their Rose Garden. This is a project that's been underway for about a dozen years, and they're up to having about 8,000 roses at the garden, and it's really one of the top gardens in the state of Arizona, and I wanted to acknowledge all the work that has gone into it, as well as the support by Mesa Community College. Thank you.
Thank you, and we appreciate that, and we're living up to our promise, because when you were elected, we did promise you a Rose Garden. So. Councilmember Summers.
Oh, here we go again. I
don't think I could follow that. But I will try, and I need to, because I need to thank about 200 volunteers from the Alta Mesa Steak, ages 16 and up, who came out for the Building Strong's Neighborhood Initiative. The first day that we had the painted address markers on the curbs in front of houses and completed surveys door to door. So thank you very much to everybody who showed up. I heard the first one was picked up at about 5:45 in the morning, so he looked tired. But everybody else started about 8 o'clock. We'll have another meeting on Thursday and a big cleanup on Saturday.
Good. Councilmember Higgins.
Thank you, Mayor. I attended the ribbon cutting of Doctor's Choice Assisted Living, which is a new facility in my District 5 on 9101 East Brown Road. And it's just adding to the choices that we have in our community for medical care, and I'm very excited. Thank you.
And since Councilman Richens is not here, and I'll continue on with what Councilmember Summers brought up, I'll report on the top to bottom in District 1 on Saturday. Incredible success. Nearly 700 volunteers from a variety of places, Boy Scout troops, churches, otherwise. And the cool thing was that I had a couple of gentlemen who came up to me in the parking lot there in Walmart at Riverview and said that he had just read about it in the paper and felt like he had to get involved. So he brought his family down early in the morning, and they assigned him to a team and got their lime green t-shirts. So if you're driving around in any part of northwest part of the city and you see a bridge that's been painted or an alley that's been cleaned up or a wall that's been painted, graffiti is no longer there. It was probably the result of our lime green clad army of volunteers. So between the 200 there and almost 700, and about 3 weeks ago, Alex, we were about 350, 350. I mean, there's been a wave of great volunteer service in this city in the last month, and we hope to just continue on and build on that. And we've given our volunteer service coordinator, is that her official title, Katie Brown?
Oh, yes.
If it wasn't before, it is now. The challenge to come up with plenty of projects, and she's told us she's up to the challenge because we're working on ways that we can actually take advantage of the great people in this city who really do love to give time to their community, and our community is much better off because of it. So a lot of good things going on, and once again, the top to bottom, we hope to replicate that in other areas, but it was really cool to see 700 people with the lime green is the only way I can describe that. Is that the right color? And it was really cool. It looked really cool. So thank you to all who were involved. A lot of sponsors who gave both money and goods and assistance with paint and other things and businesses. So thank you. That was great. Anything else? Okay, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Also, the senior executive team also participated in painting a bridge at, I guess it would be Mesa and Brown, approximately. So.
And we need volunteers for this Saturday to go repaint it, because you guys... No, come on. No, you did a great job. You guys, I will say this. I spent the morning driving around visiting the various sites and saw a lot was going on, and they pointed me over to the bridge where the executive team wasn't. You guys were already done.
Very efficient.
So you were incredibly efficient.
We had Jack and Brian do all the work the night before. So.
Yeah.
So that was
good. So I show up and you're gone already, and you did a fine job.
Very well. Carrie did a nice job of organizing us. So, okay, just a reminder, Council, we do have a study session this Thursday, March 5th. And also, that's the same night as Councilmember Summers was mentioning, is the District 6 Building Stronger Neighborhoods meeting, which will be at the LDS Church at 1007 South 72nd Street. So make sure everyone can attend that.
And we want to make sure everyone understands that this is a city event. We're using a building.
Right.
It's not a church event. It's a city event. Just like we use schools and cafeterias, we're using the cultural hall in this.
Correct. All the neighbors in that area are invited to attend. And I think they're getting their notices as part of the notification process this week. I also want to remind everyone that I know that the mayor and council member Higgins are also hosting a prayer breakfast Monday, March 9th at 8 a.m. at the Mesa Arts Center, which will be on the terrace, the Alliance Terrace. So remind everyone of that.
Okay.
That's what I have. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. All right. Nothing else? Entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. See you upstairs in 20 minutes.
Aye.